I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10, and the Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is the Lutheran saying of Anfechtung, the testing, the trial, that is what makes you a theologian. And I mean this in the best construction way possible, so don't misconstrue this. But my children provide me with some of the best Anfechtung. And I mean that because I've been studying this text throughout the week, preparing the sermon and investigating what God has spoken to us. And the other day, my youngest one, little Sam, he was playing on the iPad. And the level was really difficult, very hard, and he kept failing and failing and failing until finally he threw up his hands, the iPad fell off his lap, and he said, "This is the worst day ever. I hate my life." And I can tell you which parent that comes from. That's the kind of reaction that I used to have as a kid, too. And I think, if we're honest, there's that little toddler in all of us who feels that way. He's holding in his hands a remarkable piece of technology, and not an inexpensive one at that. It's really a wonderful gift that God has given to him through his parents and to us. But like that shrub that's in the desert, he couldn't see any good. And so being a good pastor and a good father, I said to him, "Now, Sam, do you have a nice house? You have a nice family, wonderful little kitty cat, an amazing technology. Did you get some food today, sunshine? Did you get up out of bed?" "Yeah." "Is it a pretty good life?" "Yeah." But I still, it's the worst day ever. Like the shrub in the wilderness, he couldn't see any good. There was good all around him, but he couldn't see it. The curse of fallen man. Curse of fallen man who, by default, trusts in himself and what he can do, trusts in the way that he can compel the world to be as he wants it. And like our hymn today, it takes me back to the Garden of Eden. The garden filled with all the wonderful good gifts that God had given them. Trees of every sort, but there's that one. Don't eat of that. Sunshine and water, beautiful, friendly animals, a wonderful paradise. Yet Adam and Eve took that apple, being deceived by Satan, trusting in their own strength, making flesh their strength, and they took of that apple. Did the garden suddenly become, at that moment when they bit, filled with thorns, at a terrible, dark, and terrifying place? Paradise was yet paradise. The one that they loved and they trusted walked in the garden, but they could not see the good anymore. The curse had fallen already on their eyes. They could not see the good of the garden, the good of God as he walked. And Adam hid himself, because he had now become one in the desert, could not see the good as it came. But thanks be to God that he is the perfect father. He didn't say to little Sam, is that a great little piece of technology? Do you have sunshine, a house, a home? But he asked that rhetorical question. It is good for us to ask as well. Where are you? Not as if God didn't see him, like a little toddler playing hide and seek, hiding around the corner of the couch with his legs sticking out. It was a question meant for Adam. Where are you? Where has your misplaced trust now taken you? Casting them out of the garden, pronouncing the curse, for all mankind and all creation fell when Adam fell, guarding us then from the tree of life, that we might not perpetually and for all time be in and trapped slaves of sin, stuck in that desert. Instead, he casts us out, and in the proper time sends his son. We, who have been mired in this pot of sin, conceived in sin, born into this world, dwelling in this land of deep darkness, shrubs in the desert, and of our own powers, our own strength, our own trust in us, in the world, in leaders, in armies, in nations, we dwell in that land of wilderness, in the uninhabited salt land. And we cannot move ourselves. The shrub in the desert has no greater chance of pulling up its roots and marching across the heated sand to find water than you or I could ever find salvation on our own. It takes being planted, or, if you will, a transplant. For cursed is the man who trusts in man, who makes flesh his strength. He's like a shrub in the desert. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree, if you will, transplanted by water. Taken out of that dead soil, that salt land, uprooted and planted then in the good soil by the water. And in this analogy, you and I, transplanted indeed by the water of holy baptism, pulled forth from death, from desolation, from isolation, transplanted into the soil of the Christ and his word, nourished by that water of holy baptism, nourished by the word and the sacraments, our roots then spread out. We do not fear when the heat comes, for we know that in this world we will suffer greatly. Yet our leaves remain green. The old Adam cries out, "It's the worst day ever." The new man looks to Christ and says, "The best is yet to come." Not anxious in the year of drought, for we know there are times of famine, times of want. But we do not cease to bear fruit, not of our own strength, our own decision, or our own piety, but because that is the natural result of one who has been planted into Christ. Nourished by him, we bear the good fruits that he has given to us, the good works that he has made us to walk in. And yet, this side of glory, we struggle, because the heart, as we know so well, is deceitful above all things. It is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Because so often, like Sam, when I come upon trials, when I come upon difficulties, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, it's because I've been relying on my own strength, been relying on my own wits, or even relying on other people. I don't understand it, and yet that little Sam in me says, "It's the worst day ever. I hate my life." But the new man takes that little Sam in me, holds it in his arms, lifts his little head and looks to Christ. You may not understand it, for the heart cannot see, but feel the love of God that is incarnate in Christ Jesus. And the best is yet to come, for he will come again with glory, the resurrection of all flesh, and then the Lord who searches the heart, the Lord who tests the mind that we cannot understand, a heart that we cannot fathom, well, then we shall know. We shall know fully, seeing, touching, and dwelling with the heart of God, as he gives to each man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his deeds. We who are in Christ Jesus, heirs of every good gift of heaven, heirs of life everlasting, we shall know him fully then, even as we have been, even now, by God, fully known. And thanks be to God. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.